Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly. Come on, baby, we better make a
sound. Welcome back. That's Fleetwood Mac bringing us back 23 after the hour, celebrating 9 years of our great relationship with Chester Elton. Chester has been a great resource for us all these years. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, where you can find that body of work that Chester has deposited with us over the years. So I encourage you to go back and check it out. I promise you, almost everything Chester said, even 9 years ago, is evergreen today, because his message is timeless. It's all about taking care of your people and taking care of your customers. Chester Elton, thanks again for hanging out with us. Thanks for 9 great years.
Yeah, you got it. No, listen, my pleasure.
We in the previous segment, we were talking about, you told us a wonderful story about how United took care of your family, and what a great message that is for small business owners to think about their customers and their families. And what can you do if you want to, you know, I've been saying for a long time now, and Chester, this is all over my new book, and that is that values are going to be the big differentiator, the big relevance values. Being competitive is going to be required in the future, but it's not going to be the differentiator. Trust and values as relevance factors are what's going to be the differentiators. And that's the story that you told. And I wanted to take a few minutes to get your thoughts on the, doing the same kind of thing for business customers, B2B transactions. And I say that the families of our business customers, the equivalent of their families, are our business customers' customers. So what I say is, if you really want to be sweet to your customers, help them help their customers. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. You know, there's an old saying that my father taught me that just resonates with me still today. And when you're dealing with your customers and whatnot, you say, you know, Chester, if it's important to them, it should be important to you. You know, if they really are a valued customer, and of course, what's more valuable to your customers than their customers? So, to your very point, you know, United took care of my family. My family's my customer.
Exactly.
If you can talk to them. And again, this is, like you say, in the small business owner, that you have an advantage over big impersonal businesses. You know your customers. You talk to them. You say, hey, what's going on? How can I help you close that deal?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're a print shop, we've got a new banner kind of thing, and for the presentation, maybe we could do a big banner. Or, you know, when your customers start coming to you to brainstorm on how to keep their customers or win new customers, boy, that's a relationship that's second to none. So if it's important to them, it should be important to you. And if your values line up, that's a deep and abiding relationship that'll last a long time.
Absolutely, and it's not really that hard either, Chester, because I can remember decades ago calling on a customer and learning to my complete amazement that they hadn't been thinking about me. That, you know, I was shocked. I was astonished. You weren't thinking about me. So I'd show up and I'd say, hey, what's going on? Well, I've got this issue I'm trying to deal with, blah, blah, blah. And it would be about something that they were working on, not my deal. And so I actually started saying, okay, well, tell me about it. Tell me more about that. And sometimes maybe I'd know somebody who could help. I'd pick up the phone and make a call. But so my point is it's easy to find out what your customers are thinking about their customers, and just ask them or just listen. They'll tell you, and then find a way to weasel your way in there and become part of the solution.
Well, true. You know, if you can, in your business, if you can become the connector, and I love that label, you know, that I can connect you with people. And a lot of times, the people you're going to connect with aren't necessarily solutions that you're going to sell them, but they're
right.
Other people that you know that you can rally. And when you start doing those kinds of things for your customers, it's really selfless service, because they know that you're not making the sale. You're actually making the sale for someone else. Then they really do know that you have their best interests at heart. Connect
yeah.
your customers with the right solutions. And again, it goes a long way.
I've gone in before and done something like I just said, and I'd pick up the phone and I'd say, you know, so-and-so, need your help. And I'd hand him the phone or whatever, and I'd put him together some way. And the guy would turn around and say, now, why did you come by? And I say, look, man, you got your wagon loaded. You and I can take care of this another day. And I'd leave. I'd literally leave the building so he could get back to the issue that was worrying him. And now the next time I wanted to see that guy, you think I had any trouble seeing him?
No, not a problem. He's going to take your call and everything.
Walk,
you know,
right,
it's funny. I live in New Jersey, and when we talk about connections, there's a Jersey saying, you know, you say, I know a guy who knows a guy, you know what I mean? And so let your customers know that you know a lot of guys, you know, and you can be a resource and be a help, and they'll come to you first, and that's always, you want to be the first call.
Right,
you know,
right.
You want to be the first
call. I call it contribute first, contract second. And I'll tell you, that's the way sales are made these days, I think, more and more. Don't
absolutely.
You?
You know, and when I as a customer know that you really do have my best interest at heart, you're not just trying to make me a sale, you're trying to make me successful, those are long-term relationships and loyal customers, and those are the customers that really are valuable.
That's exactly right. Chester, I need your website again, please.
It's theCultureWorks.com, but you know what? We're doing a lot of fun stuff on LinkedIn as well, so for those of you that are listening out there, we're publishing all the time on LinkedIn. You know, friend me on LinkedIn, and let's have some fun there, too.
And go there and see what they're doing on LinkedIn, folks. Steal some of Chester's ideas on LinkedIn. Now, you don't have to steal them. Chester will give them to you. You can't steal it if he'll give them to you, right, Chester?
Absolutely. Listen, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to you, Chester. Appreciate it very much. Chester Elton, ladies and gentlemen. Adrian Gostick is the co-author of, with Chester, of All In, a book I highly recommend to you. 29 After, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.